And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Learn from the great leaders, I will never drop. I got haters on the side, I must be doing something. Got them crawling, if they sleep, they can't stand me. Cause I'm doing better than they can, G. If you can't rock with Jang and Zen, then don't play D. Masters of the true rap game. We gonna ride every single day. As y'all talk and jump, we still getting paid. It just be like that in our lane. Every person out here just wanna attack.
What?
A great leader, legend against and all that. They don't want us to be good and that's kinda whack. But it's whatever, it just be like that. It just be like that. It just be like that. Jay Sean, it just be like that.
All right, everyone, welcome, and thank you all for tuning in. It is Let's Jazz It Up. Today, we have Vin Large with us. Phone lines are open. Call in. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva for you all. Vin Large, are you with me?
I'm right here, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm out of Cary, North Carolina. It's a little suburb of Raleigh. Beautiful place to live. It often shows up in like the the top 10 places, best places in America to live. There's like no crime, good economy. It's pretty great.
All right, fans.
Winters are real mild.
Wow. I need to come there to visit.
Yeah, you do. You do. Let me know when you do. I'll show you around. We'll have a good time.
All right. I'll be looking for that. And Zen Lars, tell us how your journey in your music began with your instrument. What sparked your talent, and whom and what was your inspiration?
Right, right. Wow, that's a long question. I don't know how much time do you have, Brenda?
We got two hours.
We got 2 hours. All right, all right. Well, I mean, my journey started really when I was back, at first grade. My mom made me take piano lessons in first grade, and I hated it. You know, my teacher, she insisted that I had to learn classical. And at the time, I didn't like classical. And I was like, I want to do pop music. Yeah, let me do pop. You know, just, no, you have to learn classical. And so I fought my mom. And after a year of listening to me complain, she finally was like, okay, I'm done. I'm not fighting with you anymore. You can quit. Now, you know, looking back on it, it was like a couple of years later, I actually started to really like classical. And to this day, I love classical. I love pretty much all kinds of music. And and I'm like, man, if only my mom had just made me do it, you know. But you know, who knows? If she'd have made me do it, it may have just really turned me off even more, and I may not have you know, discovered that love for music later in life that I found on my own. So I was a teenager. I ended up picking up the bass guitar, and I was playing in rock bands at the time, and I had a lot of fun with that. I mean, I took some guitar lessons, but it was pretty much self-taught. And, you know, those bands never really went anywhere, but they were lots of fun, you know, playing with my buddies, and, you know, we would play little parties and whatnot. Right. But in college, that's when I started to get more serious. And then I joined up with the University of Toledo Jazz Band. And, you know, I grew up in Ohio, so this was Toledo, Ohio. And there's where I really started to learn how to play music for real, not just playing around. And it was also where I first really discovered jazz. And, you know, that's been huge for me, as I just love the format. I love the music. I mean, I don't have to sell it to you, you know, how great jazz is. Yeah. And, yeah, so my teacher there was really huge in getting me to, you know, understand music theory and to branch out and the like. So, I mean, that's just the start. There's a lot more where that came from. So,
how many instruments do you know how to play at that time, and how did you come up with the Lynn instrument?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I guess technically I could play piano, but I mean, I'm pretty terrible because I haven't put a lot of effort into learning it, you know, and I played bass guitar for years, and, you know, like I said, played in the jazz band, and then played in different bands after that, going out and doing the local jazz club scene. Right.
Yeah.
And I ended up, you know, moving out of Ohio, moving to North Carolina, meeting my wife, having a family. I wasn't playing in bands anymore, but I still wanted to play music. And, you know, the bass guitar, it's really not something you play on your own. It's more of an accompaniment instrument, right? You play it with other people. So I'm like, well, I'm not in a band. I need something I can just play on my own. So that's when I picked up the sixth string. I started playing acoustic guitar and singing over that, and I would play for my daughter. You know, she was my number one fan, and I would play for her and go into like her preschool and play. And then when she got old enough to go to elementary school, I'd go in to their elementary school and play. And that was so cool. You know, you go in there and the kids are like dancing around and cheering. And like, to this day, it's probably like the best audiences that I've ever played for, with these little kids. We're so excited, you know, coming up and making requests. And and then, you know, the cool thing about that is once you go and play at your kid's school, everybody knows you there. And I was like a rock star at her school. I'd come in and, like, before that, you know, if I'd go into the school to pick up my daughter or whatnot, the other kids wouldn't pay any attention to me, right? But after that, they would all come up around to me. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I remember you. You play guitar. You know, how's the guitar playing going? You know, I'm like, you know, I was a celebrity then. So that was kind of fun. And so that went on for a while. And then, at some point along the way, you know, I was just watching videos on YouTube, and I think something came up that it wasn't actually the Linstrument. I think what came up first was this instrument. It was called the Hyken Continuum. Hyken's the company, and the Continuum was the name of it. And the idea behind it, it was basically an expressive MIDI controller. So a MIDI controller, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Brenda, but yeah. For any of the people in the audience who may not know what a MIDI controller is, a MIDI controller is an instrument that sends signals typically to like a computer, you know, some kind of a synthesizer, often sends it to a synthesizer or just, you know, a program on your computer that makes sounds. They call them a sound generator.
Yeah.
And you can play this through this MIDI. It sends the signals. Like it'll say, you know, like I'm playing middle C right now. Now I'm playing A. Now I'm playing B or whatever. You know, it tells you what notes you're playing. And then the software on the computer will use that to make sounds come out. And typically, I mean, by far, most MIDI controllers are keyboards. So keyboard's really common, MIDI controller.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hyken, it caught my attention because it was just so expressive. Like, you could do, like on a guitar, when you do a bend on a guitar, or do vibrato, or on a, you know, a violin when you do vibrato and slide around, you know, like on a slide guitar.
Yeah.
Some of these things that you could do with the you know, traditional instruments, acoustic instruments, that didn't have that same kind of life that a keyboard had, or even a piano. It was just, you could really, it allowed you to be really expressive and do things like do vibrato and slides,
yeah,
and things that, so, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And as I'm watching videos on the Hyken and considering buying one, I mean, they were super expensive, so I was like, I got to make sure this is really what I want to do, right? All of a sudden, like, other instruments started coming up in my searches as I'm searching that were also expressive MIDI controllers, and I found there's a couple others, and one of them happened to be this one called the Linstrument, developed by this guy named Roger Lin. So that's where the name of it comes from, is the guy who created it, Roger Lin. And I had never heard of him before, but once I started reading about it, turns out this guy is really big in the electronic music instrument design area. Like, he's created a lot of drum machines that different artists have used, like throughout the 80s and 90s, like Prince uses drum machines,
yeah,
on some of his albums and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he created this thing called the Linstrument, and similar concept, you know, it's an expressive MIDI controller, but instead of being where like the Hyken Continuum was laid out like a keyboard, the Linstrument, it's laid out like a bass guitar. And I'm like, hey, I play bass guitar. This is great. It was basically like if you were to take your bass guitar and lay it in your lap, and then play it on top, like start tapping on the neck like you would a you know, a steel guitar. If you've seen some different guys, like I think Jeff Haley, is that his name? The blind blues player. I think his name's you know what I'm talking about? He played in the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That blind guitar player is like crazy great on blues guitar, but I think he plays it in his lap, like. But anyways, if you think about it that way, it's laid out like that. It doesn't have strings. You know, it's basically buttons you press.
Yeah.
But the orientation of the notes of those buttons is laid out just like strings on a bass guitar. So it's basically like a bass guitar with 8 strings and 25 frets, which if you know anything about a bass guitar, that's like a bass guitar typically has 4 strings. You can have sometimes 6. This has 8. And let me see, I'm just looking over at my bass guitar on the wall over here. It's got 12, 13, 14, 15, 22 frets. So it's not that many more frets than I guess you get on a bass guitar, 25, but still it has a lot more range to it. But the thing that you know, I like over the bass guitar, a bass guitar is kind of fairly difficult to play in that like the strings are super heavy. You know, they take a lot of strength to hold down, and also mm-hmm. it really slows you down because they're so thick and heavy to press them down.
Mm-hmm.
And doing things like bending the strings requires a lot of strength because they're so thick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Linstrument, since it's just buttons, like the lightest touch will make sound come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I found like I am so much faster on the Linstrument than I am on the bass
mm-hmm.
or even on the guitar, which a guitar has lighter strings, so it's easier to play in
mm-hmm.
a lot of ways than a bass because it's got lighter strings, but I'm so much faster than I am on the bass or on the guitar when I play the Linstrument, and it's so much easier to do things like vibrato and bends and slides, and there's things you can do on there that you could never do. It's like not possible to do on a guitar or bass. So an example would be on a guitar or a bass, you can bend a note up. So like you could take a C and bend it into a C sharp or a D, right? But it's not possible to bend a note down. Well, on the instrument, it doesn't have that same kind of limitation. Being an electronic instrument, so you can bend down. And I don't want to lose some of the listeners might not be too interested in all these technical details, but let me just put it this way. It's really freaking cool. It's cool. It's great at doing all kinds of things that it's not even possible. And also being a MIDI controller, it means I can play stuff that sounds like – I can play a software that sounds like a bass guitar, sounds like a guitar, or sounds like a violin, sounds like a saxophone, sounds like you name the instrument,
wow.
Or even like synthesizers and like made-up instruments that aren't, you know, that aren't real. It's like the sky's the limit. There are, you know, literally thousands of different instruments, virtual instruments I can play, software
okay.
instruments that I can play. I mean, that's something with any MIDI controller has the ability to do that. But most MIDI controllers are keyboards. And they're not nearly as expressive as the instrument. So that's what I love about it. It's super expressive, you know, which is great for taking solos. It's super easy to play.
Yeah.
Especially if you already are familiar with that layout of being a bass guitar player or a guitar player. But, you know, for me, you know, I had been playing at the time when I started playing the instrument. I think I had been playing the guitar for 12 years. And,
okay.
Gosh, the bass. Probably... 25 years or so when I started playing it, and pretty much the first minute I sat down on the instrument, I was better on it than I was on bass or guitar, just like instantly.
Okay.
Because it was so easy to play. So I was like, wow, this is great. And so what ends up happening is, you know, you have this musicians, we get this muse in our head that sings us a song. And then you sit down on your instrument and you try to get your instrument to sing that song that's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a struggle to get that song. You're like, man, it sounds so beautiful in my head, and then trying to get it to come out to sound like that, I might not be able to do it or get it close. But because it's so easy to play, I'm much more able to play the songs that my muse sings me, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I'm really able to like channel what the music coming out of my heart and soul and express it with the instrument, where in ways that I was never able to on a guitar, bass, or certainly not the keyboard.
So I'd like to know how long has it been since you decided you'll be the only recording rap artist to play the instrument doing rap music?
Yeah. So before, geez, I think I started maybe summer of last year. Summer of last year is when I created my Zen Large persona, the you know, as a hip hop artist.
Yeah.
And before that, I was mainly just singing, and you know, I really would enjoy karaoke, either just doing it at home for my own pleasure, or you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're out with friends and karaoke's going. And I started doing some rap just for fun, and I noticed that for one, I really enjoyed it. I loved doing it. You know, I've been a fan of rap my whole life. I just never actually did it. You know, since I was a little kid in the 80s, grew up, you know, listening to the Fresh Prince and LL Cool J and the Fat Boys, you know, and all these guys. And then after that, got a little older, started listening to NWA and Snoop and the like. But, you know, I just had never played that style of music. You know, I started off playing rock and then drifted into like blues and jazz around college, and then when I was playing guitar, just an acoustic guitar and singing, I would do a lot of folk songs and the like. And I was like, wow, this is really fun. And the other thing I found was I'm like, you know, I'm okay at this. You know, maybe I'm not the greatest rapper in the world, and I'm certainly getting better every day. But I'm okay at it. Like we're singing. I mean, I can sing and carry a tune. I can sing in key, which is better than probably half the people out there. But but my voice, I don't have a great singing voice, right? And I'm like, hey, this is actually something that I could probably do something with this, you know, rather than just doing some karaoke or playing for my own enjoyment at home. This is something like I can make music, put videos out, and start playing clubs and the like. And I mean, I love it so much. Music is all about self-expression, and if you can share it with others, it's even better, right? And I'm like, this is something I can share because I can do this, right? I can do this better than I can singing, right? So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. So that's when Zen Large was born from that.
Okay. So I had spent that track, It Just Be Like That. How did you come up with the melody and the other artists? What is his name?
He's Jashawn the Don. He's a guy out of South Carolina, so relatively close to me here, another Carolina brother. I found him in a Facebook group for rap artists, for unsigned rap artists. It was called Cold Poets Society, and there's a lot of great unsigned artists in there. We post our music and help promote each other and the like. So I was familiar with this stuff from visiting that group on Facebook. And he put out a post to say, hey, is anybody interested in collaborating? And so I contacted him, and we started talking, and was like, yeah, let's do this. So the melody itself, his producer, came up with that. And it was like the easiest song I've ever done in my life, right? Because all I had to do was write about a minute's worth of lyrics, record the audio, send it to him, and then he did the rest. So that was way easier than like some of the other stuff I've had to do where, later in the show you're going to play Two Worlds, one of my other songs. And that one, I wrote everything in that. And everything but the vocals. I have another rapper that is works with me on that song as well. He wrote his lyrics and I wrote my lyrics, but I wrote all the music and played it all on the instrument. So It Just Be Like That was pretty easy. He wrote it. I just had to come up with the lyrics. He said, this song is going to be, it's going to be called It Just Be Like That. And it's going to be, it's about how things are, And I'm like, I asked him, is this going to be one of those songs about, how life used to suck and it was a struggle, but now it's, or is it going to be a song about how like life is great right now? And he's like, how about a little of both, because that kind of matched my journey of growth and development. I know from, hanging out with you on Facebook and your wonderful, the group you had there, the Lady Diva group, that, you're definitely into growth and personal development and these kind of things, right?
Yeah.
And so that this is, I'm like, hey, this is right up my alley, because that's another thing I'm really passionate about besides music is personal development and growth. And I've, just come so far in my own life, going from being pretty much, miserable to now just love life, right? So that's kind of where the inspiration for the lyrics were, as I started off saying hard it is when you come into this world. You think we all come in and we're completely dependent on those around us. We can't even stand up. We can't even sit up. We're relying on other people for everything else. And it's a struggle. And then there's all kinds of other struggles. A lot of times people don't realize how hard it was when they were a kid. Once they get past it, they kind of romanticize what it was like and be like, I remember the good old days. And they don't remember all of those struggles they had and how bad it sucked at times when you're there. And you get things like, I don't know, I see it with like my daughter. She's a teenager. And so her hormones are going crazy right now. And it's not uncommon for her to get upset about something and be so upset, like she's crying about it, right? And this happens, pretty regularly for her, right? Like, and I was just like, man, when was the last time I was so upset that I cried? And how bad did that suck? And I started thinking, that's got to be really hard to be going through that regularly. That's really hard, and people, like, when it's behind you, when it's in the rearview mirror, it's easy to forget about that and only look at the fun times, right? And then just try to forget about those other parts. It's kind of human nature for a lot of people. So, when I was writing the lyrics for It Just Be Like That, I was, targeting that struggle when you're a kid.
Right.
And all the things you face and going to how tough school can be. And then even as I got out of that and, graduated from school, got, University of Toledo, got a job, still was as a young man, really didn't know anything, you know. Still learn, you know, so much to learn. I mean, I still have stuff to learn as a guy now in my 40s, but let alone back then. And so I was like, you know, that's kind of where the lyrics came from, is then going out and getting out in the real world, and it's still kind of a struggle. And then there's at some point you reach the point where you're just like, no more. It's not gonna be like that anymore.
All right.
And then I talk about how just kind of seizing life and choosing your own path rather than having life just given to you, you know, kind of blindly walking through it, and like, you know, you start off like that, right? Your parents tell you what to do, and you just kind of do what other people tell you to do. So you know what? You know, at this point, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to choose my own life, and I'm going to choose to have an amazing life. I'm going to choose happiness. I'm going to choose success. And, you know, so that's the vocals in the song. I even like changed my style of rapping halfway through it to as I'm going from the first part, the struggle,
yeah,
to the taking charge and deciding that it's not going to be like that anymore.
Right, right. Well, I really like that track. I really do.
Oh, thanks.
It does give you a memory of how life is right now with this pandemic going on. We'll
right.
pull through it. It doesn't last forever. We'll pull through it. Sorry for all the persons that lost loved ones, but you will get through it, you know? So,
right.
Yes. And thank you for that track, and thank you for that information. So will there be any, new future music projects for us all to be looking forward to, when and with whom?
Yeah, sure. So right now I'm working on a song. I'm probably going to release it in the next few weeks here. I'm doing a cover of Digable Planets' Rebirth of Slick. So I don't know if you're familiar with Digable Planets, Brenda, but if you're not, they are fantastic. They only put out 2 albums, I think, and not counting like remastered versions and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Came out in, I want to say the early 90s maybe, but they have just really tight jazz tracks that they put just smooth hip-hop vocals over top of.
Mm-hmm.
A trio, a lady, and 2 gentlemen. And I just really, really enjoy it. So the song is called Rebirth of Slick. And I'm going to put that out. I'm going to do my best to honor what they laid out before me and you know, kind of pay homage to them as they were an inspiration of the music I make today as a jazz hop artist, right? I think
the
subgenre of jazz, the subgenre of hip hop, where they blend together jazz hop.
Right.
And they're one of the all time greats. So I'm going to put that out. And then I got another one, a original song I'm working on, and I haven't decided on the title to it yet. I might go with Zen Warrior. I'm not sure, but it's basically going to be about, you know, not worrying about what other people think and not letting others, you know, dictate your mood, dictate your happiness, dictate your life, being like, you know, I choose what my life is going to be. I choose what my attitude is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to do better than that. Right. So,
right.
Yeah, that's a lot of what, you know, like I said, I'm really passionate about personal development. And so that comes across in stuff that I write and certainly in, other areas of my life. And it's, you know, the inspiration behind the name I chose, Zen Large, you know, kind of a play on words of like, my Zen is large, right? Or enlarge your Zen. You know, a couple of different ways to look at it. So that's the some of the stuff I've got coming down the pike here. Is a couple songs. So I've got lots of ideas that after that will be put into new stuff. While I was out walking today and listening to my playlist, and a couple of rock songs came up, and I don't know how much you've ever listened to Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne's first band.
Very little.
And I was like, man, this is really dope. I could rap over top of this. Like, so here's an example. When we get off, after the show's over, go listen to Hand of Doom, this song called Hand of Doom from Black Sabbath. Listen to the drums in this song. if you remove Ozzy's vocals and think like, what would rap sound over top of this? I'm like, you know what? I bet that would be slick. That would be really slick. So I might play around with something like that as well.
Okay.
I'm always looking for something to do. I love it.
So in order for our curious listeners and any of your fans and followers want to follow up with you and keep up with you, can you mention your website information and your social media pages as well?
Yeah, sure. So my website, it's ZenLarge, ZenLarge, like Zen and the word large, .co. So it's not .com, it's .co. And right now that just goes to my Bandcamp page. But I'm going to build a website so that it'll go to my, you know, a more of a traditional website for an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that pretty soon. But that goes to my Bandcamp page, and you can hear some of my music there. My YouTube channel is probably better in that it has all my music. So on Bandcamp, I just put my original stuff.
Okay.
Where on YouTube, I have my originals, I have my covers, and of course, there's videos of me performing this stuff live. So it's for the Linstrument, it's kind of cool to see it perform live because most people, you know, you don't get really a feel for what it is. You're like, oh, this music sounds cool. But when you see it, you're like, oh, okay, I get it now. So if you go to my YouTube channel, it's just Zen Large. If you search for Zen Large on YouTube, it should come right up. And then you'll also see on there I have a vlog that I do on personal development, growth. It's all about living the Zen life. I call it the Zen Large Show. And so it's all under my YouTube channel, the Zen Large Show. I give people tips and tricks on how they can have that Zen life and how they can, you know, walk through a firestorm calm, cool, and collected and you know, not let the rest of the world dictate what their life is be. They choose what their path is going to be. So that's what the Zen Large Show is all about, and that's there. So just search for Zen Large on YouTube. If you search for Zen Large on Facebook, it's another good one. I'll come right up. My Twitter handle, I'm not real active on Twitter. I'll occasionally post a video or something, but if that's what you go to, I'm the Zen Large, so the word the Zen Large.
Okay.
That's my handle on Twitter, so that also works as well.
And how many pages you have on Facebook, one or two?
Well, I have two. So like I said, I love personal development, and I had a podcast going called Choice Conversations for years. I started in 2013. And so I think I have over 200 episodes of Choice Conversations, or if not, it's close.
Wow.
And that is, so I have a Choice Conversations page on Facebook, but what I did is I took Choice Conversations and rebranded it as the Zen Large Show. So it's also, if you prefer listening to podcasts, you don't want to see the video, you could also just any kind of app on your phone will take you, you know, any that you'd normally listen to a podcast on, you know, iTunes, you know, Stitcher, whatever. I mean, there's a million podcast apps. They all have, if you just search for Zen Large Show, it should come up. And then, if you scroll back far enough, I mean, I think I maybe only have 15 or 20 Zen Large Show episodes, but before that, you'll see there's a whole bunch more before that, and that's actually the Choice Conversation stuff. So if you go on Facebook and do a search for Choice Conversations, my page will come up. But if you go there, the banner says Zen Large, even though the name of it is it says Zen Large Show, because the it's been rebranded as that. But there's no real way on Facebook to change the name. So, you know, it's still there for that.
All right. And thank you for all that information. Wow. So, Zen Large, what is your motivation to keep you going, to keep doing your music?
Sure. So for me, I mean, one thing, the music in itself is just a joy. It's an expression of myself, of my true self, of my soul. You know, when I perform, I just feel like all my troubles melt away, right? And I just have this joy overcome me. And it's the same way with dance, too. I love dancing. I find it just to be such an expression of joy to dance. And sometimes you can do it together, right? And not when I'm playing an instrument. I can just kind of bounce a little bit and groove. I'm pretty much standing still. But when doing vocals, you know, I can move all around and get down while I'm singing. So that's pretty cool. But it's a joy in itself. But I also, you know, when I look at what my purpose is in this world, it really comes down to, you know, to grow as a person and to help others grow.
Right.
And I look at my music as a way to try to reach other people, and you know, through the songs themselves have a little bit of a personal development message to them, right? But also
yeah.
to direct them, to help them to come over to the Zen Large show and get some relief there, right? I mean, because so many people are suffering. And, you know, what I've discovered on my own journey is that this suffering, we're doing it to ourselves. The suffering, you know, people have these thoughts that they're torturing themselves.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it's they have the power to take that away. You know, so an example of that would be something like you hear about people having an inner critic. You know, so
yeah.
many people beat themselves up all the time. You know, I'm no good, or I'm an idiot, why'd I do that, what's wrong with me? You know, that's just one example. There's all kinds of flavors of how people torture themselves and how people are suffering from their own thoughts. But that's one that people will recognize right away, just because that's, you know, everybody's heard of an inner critic. And, you know, if I can help people to see that it doesn't have to be like that, you can change your thoughts. You can take control of your life, your thoughts. You can take control of your happiness. You can live a life free of suffering, you know, or at least minimized. You probably can't get rid of suffering 100%, and I don't know that I'd want to. But you can certainly not have it be just a regular state of being, right? So many people are locked into that's just their normal state, is their suffering day in and day out, where that should be abnormal. That should be something comes up, you know, maybe you lose a loved one. You suffer, you grieve that loss, and then you move on, right?
Yeah.
But people don't know how to grieve that loss. People don't know how to deal with an inner critic. People don't know how to heal these psychological wounds that they have. They don't know how to stop the voices in their head. And so if I can help others to grow like I have helped myself, that would be amazing. And you know, the awesome thing, Brenda, and I discovered this long ago with Choice Conversations, is the more I'd help other people, the more they would be teaching me stuff, and I would grow myself. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, we're together by helping other people grow. It helps me to grow. And plus, it's so fulfilling to help others. You know, through the years, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for 7 years now, putting out content on personal development, you know, and I've had so many people tell me, you know, thank you so much, you really helped me out, you know, and that really spoke to me, this, you know, and they've given me their stories of success, and it just makes you feel, you know, like you're 10 feet tall, you know, it's just my heart just warms when people share these stories with me, and I can't think of anything more fulfilling than helping other people. So that's a big inspiration for me. I'm like, hey,
mm-hmm.
Personal development is not really a big field. You know, if you look at book sales and stuff like that, personal development, I mean, yeah, thousands of them sell, but they don't sell anything compared to the what fiction writers sell, right?
Yeah.
And they don't sell anything like what music, you know, like people are way more into music than they are in personal development. Personal development is really small, where just about everybody likes music. I mean, there are some weird people out there that don't like music. I don't understand these people, but but they exist. But you know, almost everybody likes music. So I'm like, hey, if this can be a vehicle for me to help other people see that they can better themselves, then I've got to try to make that happen, right? And I would like nothing more than to help as many people as possible while I've got my time here on this planet, right? So that's what really motivates me.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. That is amazing.
Oh, you're welcome.
That is amazing. So what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of your music, out of these two new singles?
Sure. So, the second one we're going to play here pretty soon is called Two Worlds, and it's really about gratitude and appreciating what you have, as well as seeing that we all have some common things in our life, right? So this song, Two Worlds, it's coming up. I wrote it with a young gentleman. He goes by the name of Balls. He's out of Nigeria, 8 years old.
Wow.
And he such a cool kid, and from a great family. He's just super respectful. He's always like, you know, thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
You know, my regards to you and your family, you know, that sort of thing. Is like the most respectful 8-year-old you're ever, most respectful regardless of age, probably one of the most respectful persons I've ever met in my life. And I've gotten to know his family as well on Facebook, and they're just all really, really great family he comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he asked me if, you know, we could collaborate. And I said, sure, yeah, let's do it. And I said, what about this? I've got this idea for a song called Two Worlds. And I could talk about how my world, you know, where I'm a guy living the American dream, and, you know, I've got this job, wife, kids, a house in the suburbs, all this kind of stuff, right? And but meanwhile, I'm surrounded by people that don't appreciate what they have.
Yeah.
And they think, and they basically are just complaining about stuff all the time. And mm-hmm. you got to remember, I wrote this before COVID. You know, people have a little more reason to complain now than what they did a couple months ago.
Right.
At the time, I mean, I wrote this in January, and it was still like the world was still spinning on its axis at that time. You know, we weren't living in crazy land. And I was like, and you can talk about what your world is like. And, you know, I was going to leave it up to him, but I was thinking, you know, like, yeah, you know, you're 8 years old, you have a struggle with your parents, maybe at school, you like to go, like to play video games or go play soccer with your friends or whatever it is they do in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I was left up to him, and he's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do this, you know? And he was so excited about it. It was just like a couple days later, he sent me back. Here's my lyrics. And he just did a quick recording on his phone and sent it to me.
Okay.
And it's just super powerful lyrics of like just this, I'm like, heartbreaking world he presents, you know, where it's like just, you know, one of the lines he says in there is like, no hope in my world, no hope, love, joy in my world. And just really powerful of how, you know, Americans have it good, right? Most Americans don't realize that they're rich, you know, compared to other people in the world, they're rich, you know, like the poor people in America are rich. The poor people in America still have a house over their head. They got a roof over their head. They've got electricity, running water, clean water.
Yeah.
They got food. They got TVs. They got microwaves. You know, there's plenty of places in the world where if you have that stuff, you're rich. You know, the places where they don't have that. I mean, I went to Peru in the mountains last May and found, you know, these little villages of these people that were still living the same kind of life that their ancestors lived before Europeans came to South America. And for to give you an example, you know, they invited me and my family into their home, this one family. It was a stone hut with a dirt floor, no electricity, no running water. They, seven people living in a one room hut. Seven people in a one room hut.
Seven
people. And, And they, you know, and they were happy living there. But it's like you look at what we have, and you know, people don't realize that you actually have it really good. If you're an American, we're such a wealthy country, and people that haven't gotten out and travel may not realize that. They might hear it, but they don't really understand just how that is. So that was one of that was like the inspiration behind the song, is to like point out, hey, you've got it good. Appreciate what you have, right? That's one of the big messages in the song. And then another one is just that, you know, we're all the same in some ways. You know, we all need the same things. You know, in addition to like food and shelter and that sort of thing, right? We also need love and connection. You know, we need respect. We need, you know, just so many different things in that way that people, that you can relate to somebody living in Lagos, Nigeria, because, you know, they need the same things you need. You know, it's their world might look a lot different than yours, but we all need the same thing. So that was one, you know, two messages I wanted to put together in Two Worlds. And, you know, I put it together recently, and, well, hopefully listeners will see that when you play it here in a few minutes.
All right. And thank you for that information. We're almost coming to a close to our showcase. You're more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music career. Go right ahead, Zen Large.
Oh, thanks, Brenda. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. Your show is great. Your Facebook community is great. So people have listened to this. If you're just listening to the show, you're missing out, because she's got great content on her Facebook group. Lots of great music is shared there, really supporting community. and a lot of good personal development kind of stuff, positive messages to help us, you know, especially right now. We need positive messages to keep our attitude where we want it to be, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, my family, my wife and daughter, you know, my parents for what all they've done for me. And, yeah, and just the artists that have worked with me, I appreciate that. Like Jashawn the Don that we heard in that first song, Balls. They were just been super fun to work with and have helped promote, you know, after we do the song together, they're helping that we're all promoting each other. They're promoting my stuff. I'm promoting theirs. And yeah, so that's Roger Lynn for creating such a wonderful instrument. Like the instrument, I couldn't really do the music I do without it. It would be very different if I didn't have it. So I'm very grateful to him and what he's done as well.
Well, let's give them all a hand, and hopefully you will remember it for more years to come. Well, as we are coming to a close, any words of encouragement you'd like to give at this time, Zen Large, any advice you want to give or a message to deliver?
Sure. So, I mean, I would just say my advice is that the world can change. Your life can change. You may not be able to change your neighbor's life or what's going on at the state or national level or world level. But so people get caught up kind of in politics and things like that and get real riled up. You have no power in politics. You know, you put your vote in, and even if the guy you voted for gets elected, they still do whatever they want, right? They tell you they're like, vote for me, I'm going to do this, and then they don't do it. You have no power. If that's what you're looking for to implement change, you have no power there. But where you do have power is a lot closer to home. And I mean, like, look in the mirror. You have tremendous power to change your own life if you take the time to do it. You do need to put some effort in. You do need to learn. Like, sometimes people will have the will, but they don't really know the right way to do it. They don't know, what are some things I can do? You know, and there's a lot of bad advice out there. So they try some stuff. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. You know, so it's important to kind of learn what does work and then to actually do it. But you can have tremendous power to change your own life. And then once you've started improving your own life, you can start to help those around you that are close to you, your close friends, your children, your spouse, your significant other, whatever. Those people, once you've been able to help yourself, you have some power. You don't have nearly as much power to help them as you do yourself, mind you, but you do have some power there. But once you get beyond that, it's really you pretty much lose your power. So I don't even really worry about that too much. I work on improving myself and trying to be a beacon for those around me. And then I put this out, you know, my podcast, my vlog, my music, and whoever's attracted to that, I will do my best to help them out. But that's my message to those out there. It's like you can improve yourself. You can improve your life. You just have to try. You just have to believe it.
All right. Y'all hear that from Zen Large, everyone. And I want to appreciate you taking out your time to participate, to come on our platform, let everybody know who is Zen Large and the instrument and your music and any upcoming new projects you may have. I'm quite sure everybody then got the information on this show. This show has been recorded. And Zen Large, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And this is Lady Diva signing out with Two Worlds by Zen Large. And thank you, everyone. Tune in to more shows to the end of this month. And I will continue. Good night, everyone.
World, you've got Zen Large, a 40-something-year-old guy living the American dream. A good job, a house in the suburbs, wife, kid, two dogs, surrounded by a bunch of spoiled, entitled Americans. Then you've got Balls, an 8-year-old rapper out of Lagos, Nigeria, a true baller. Well, his world's not exactly like that. Two worlds. Different, but in some ways the same.
My my world. Wake up grateful every day. Got a job to work, got bills to pay. Kiss my wife and daughter, pat my dog on the head. This happens every morning when I get out of bed. Drink a cup of coffee, check the news on my phone. Say a couple meditations, get myself in the zone. Call my team, make a plan, don't gotta work it alone. Time the afternoon, hits a million miles of blown. Later that day, I get a call. My homies in town, he wants to have a ball. Take him to the local bar, there's good music tonight. DJ spinning fine records that beat so tight. Lots of smiles and laughs while we're catching up. Exchanging story after story as I fill my cup. Get home before it's too late, go to bed. Next day I wake up and I do it again. My world.
Deep down in my mind, I had to grab the mic just so I could let it out. I hope I can make it out of this. Only one piece, there's just no doubt. Two, please, count up my shine. I realize no life without family. And then I tell my God how blessed I must have been to be a part of them. In good and in bad times, I think about the joy and I pray it never ends. I wanna take some time with my maker. I pray I hit a big death by tribulation. I pray I make him proud, no regrets for building me. I wish to be a better me, love is in control. People wanna stop you, rats on the back. I hear they wanna kill me, they owe you so much love. Don't make sure you don't ever get so much of that. I'm praying on my mind, no disrespect, what I'm advised.
Looking up, always looking down. Got the nose in the phone through the contact lens. Candy Crush, Farmville, words with friends. Instagram photo didn't get much likes. Soup was cold at Jersey Mike's. Pulled a muscle when they went to Pilates class. Maid left a smudge on the looking glass. Wi-Fi slow, cell phone slow. Train is slow, Uber slow. Fast food slow, Starbucks is slow. My gardener's slow, my maid is slow. Banks are slow, the mall is slow. Delivery of my online purchases slow. Grocery store and gas station slow. Everything in my whole world is slow.
In my world there's no joy. Every morning I wake up, I realize life is putting on makeups. In my eyes I see the future, little hope for the masses. I hear the world has to go into glasses. But I realize maybe I wasn't really meant for this. Maybe it really wasn't meant to be. And then I reminisce of how many mess I must have been. And how very blessed I must have been. Please, now wait till be this. I just can't explain, I just got to breathe. Jeez, why all that hating and all these killings? I just need to leave. Why can't we get some food and still have a good? I just can't explain. Damn, where is all the love and all of the trust? I still can't believe. I always pray that I make it out. In my world, it's so difficult to make it here. You have to learn how to do things yourself. In my world, nobody really cares about you though. Nobody really wanna help you, know. In this world, I know I'm never going down, you see. No one can never bring me down, okay. In my world, no peace.
Mostly all the same. Surviving to thriving is the name of the game. Just getting by is not enough. Life is amazing, overflow your cup. How are we all the same, you ask? We all have the same needs behind our mask. We all need peace, joy, hope, and love. My little homie working with me like a hand in glove. Respect, acceptance, consideration, support, attention, appreciation, community, equality, communication, belonging, sharing, cooperation, self-knowledge, self-care, self-realization, honesty, integrity, integration, presence, purpose, inspiration, justice, freedom, liberation. Hopefully we all gain a little perspective. Instagram likes aren't the main objective. Look at what you got, be a little reflective. Not appreciating is ineffective. Take the time to give the puppies a pet. Hug the ones you love every chance you get. Work for what you want, give a little sweat. And above all else, keep a zen mindset.